But anyway, the Jags are going bowling. Kane's on the line with us right now. Coach, I want to congratulate you, your staff, your team on a fabulous season. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was we're not done yet. We'll do everything we can here to make sure that we finish the season out right with a great bowl win and the first in program history, which will be an awesome way to finish things out. You know, I feel like this team, we've certainly taken a good step forward, and the truth is, and I'm really probably most excited about this, is I still feel like our best days are ahead of us. Just as we look at what we can do moving forward, and some of the opportunities that even this year we left out on the table, and so that's exciting. But I think we can also take a minute and acknowledge, you know, some of the growth that we've seen in this program in year two.
You know what, Kane? With some programs, you can say, well, it was the quarterback. It was this or that. It seems like every week it changes with you. Some games you fall behind, you come along, you take over in the fourth quarter. Sometimes it's the running game. Sometimes it's a quarterback. It's your defensive line. It's hard to pinpoint every week. And I was looking at a lot of the stats in the game on Saturday, and I'm not sure if we just shouldn't credit the whole team for that win.
Yeah. No, I think that's accurate. We really are. I think we're a pretty well-rounded football team, you know. And when you look at, a lot of yelling on Saturday, so my voice still hadn't come back. But I think when you look at our team, we've been able to win a lot of different ways, and that is also the mark of a successful team, that you don't have to rely on just one position or one side of the ball or whatever it may be. We've shown that we can come out of the gate early. We've shown that we can respond late. We've shown that, you know, we can handle adversity and handle momentum swings in the game, and I think that's a credit to it. We're a pretty well-rounded group. There are not a lot of major holes on our team right now. And then, obviously, you know, the exciting thing for us is moving forward after this bowl game. We have, you know, 9 starters coming back on offense and 10 on defense, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to add to the overall talent and depth of our roster next year.
Kane, talk to me about your defense over the weekend, because it was pretty clear that some adjustments were made at halftime. I guess that's why you guys make the big bucks, to make those adjustments. What exactly did you do that's kind of turned the tide there in the second half with your defense?
Yeah, well, we thought, we knew that they had always come in to each game, and they have kind of a very specific game plan, referring to Old Dominion. Ricky Ronnie has been a great offensive mind in the game. In fact, he was in the Big Ten for a while there at Penn State as the offensive coordinator. And, you know, I always thought that he did a great job there. As well, you know, they came in, had some specific things they did kind of in their run game. They were taking one of their tackles and kind of inserting him inside, in like a pool, what we call a gap scheme, you know, power, counter, all those things. And they were creating an extra gap inside that we were having to deal with. And so a couple other things that I thought that they did, in terms of just really being patient with the running back, he would kind of sit and hold and wait right back there behind his offensive line. And then, you know, our defensive line is so physical and they're so aggressive that sometimes they would shed a block and then all of a sudden they'd get out of gap just because the ball took so long to develop. So I thought, you know, from a tackling standpoint, it was not great. But when you look at the second half, we did some things to get an extra hat back into the box and played a little bit more of a man style coverage on the outside, and obviously there were some really great adjustments by Corey Batune and our defensive staff, and so we felt like our guys really just had to keep responding, and once we did, you know, I think that's the most exciting thing, is our team can stay locked in even in the face of adversity and get the job done.
We found out that two of your players, at least two, have accepted invites to the Reese's Senior Bowl. Do you want to comment on Luter and Wayne?
Yeah, you know, so excited for Darrell Luter and Jalen Wayne, you know, both going to go to the Reese's Senior Bowl and get a chance to play their last game inside Hancock Whitney Stadium with a Jaguar helmet on, but a Senior Bowl jersey, and that's pretty cool for those guys to be able to do that. You know, Jalen Wayne grew up in this area. You know, went to Spanish Fort High School, very similar to Jalen Tolbert, has dreamed about playing in that game for a very long time. Darrell Luter, right down the road in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know, both those guys have worked so hard for this accomplishment. And they've been great teammates and provided great leadership this year. And so we had our senior, I guess you can call it a banquet. It's really a Thanksgiving meal the day before the Old Dominion game. All the players come, coaches' families, seniors' families. We do this big banquet down at the Battle House where we stay in the hotel. And Jim Nagy came and presented those two guys with Senior Bowl invites, and it was a really special moment. Just the excitement from our team when those two guys got the invite, that was special, just to see how excited our players were for Jalen and for Darrell. I thought that was really cool.
Kane, if you had a say, or at least a vote, or somebody asked you, which bowl would you like to go to if you had a choice?
Well, I think when you look at bowl games, two things that stand out to me. One, somewhere that regionally our fan base can show up to, right? We want to make sure that that as many Jag fans as possible can be in that stadium. I think what that does, right, for the not only for the momentum of this game, but also for the future of how attractive are we for bowl committees, right? If you have fans that show up, they come, you know, a day or two early, that is obviously what is attracted to that specific city and that bowl committee, that you're going to have a fan base that can generate revenue and that can also provide a great atmosphere on the day of the bowl game itself. You know, the other thing is, you know, we want a great matchup. We want to play, you play this game to play against the best. That's one of the fun things about bowl games is you get to play the best from another conference as well. And so, you know, I'd like to see a really great matchup and one that our players can be excited about and have an opponent that we can prepare for over the next few weeks and then get ready to enjoy ourselves in that bowl game and yet at the same time get ready to go win a football game. So those really are the two things that I'm looking forward to and excited about.
Would you rather play before Christmas, and so because you got your team with you now, or does it matter? And of course, you have signing day coming up in a couple of weeks. Also, I don't know if that figures into anything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there is a dynamic, right, when you're going to be recruiting and then also preparing for a bowl game, right? There's a little bit of a juggling act in terms of how to deal with that. But at the same time, you know, I think sometimes your best recruiting can be done knowing that you're going to a bowl game. And so I think those things go hand in hand and help from the recruiting front, for sure. The timing of the bowl game, obviously those things are out of our hands. You know, there's so much money driven into bowl season now and media markets and what is the best fit and matchup and all those things that we really don't get a say in terms of where we go and who we play. But certainly I think a 10-2 South Alabama is going to be very attractive for those bowl committees.
Kane Womack, the South Alabama football coach, our guest here on WNSP. You can follow him on Twitter at Kane Womack. Speaking of 10 wins, kind of a two-part question for you, Coach. Well, what does it mean for this program, not just this team, but this program, to get to that 10-win plateau? If that video that you guys posted on social media was any indication of you coming in the locker room, I would say that's a pretty big deal. And to that point, you look back at the two losses. Do you look back at those, that UCLA loss, that four-point loss to Troy, do you scratch your head feeling you missed an opportunity, or do you subscribe to the idea that maybe you needed to go through that in order to achieve so much of what you were able to achieve after that?
Well, I think adversity is an opportunity for growth, for sure. And when you look at the UCLA loss and Troy, you know, I think our team continued to work to get better from those things, and we did use them as a growth opportunity. We also, in both those games, we immediately responded the week after, right, with a responsive effort, you know, and obviously a win. I think when you look at those games, I mean, sure, we said before that, you know, losing to Troy, earning a loss to Troy, that was an earned loss on our side, in terms of we did not play nearly well enough to the standard. And so, those things, you have to live with the consequences of them, right? And in this case, Troy's done a tremendous job, and John Summerall, since our game, you know, they've stayed on top and did not lose. And so, you know, we have to live with the consequences of that. And yet at the same time, you know, maybe we've left a little bit of a carrot dangling out there for what we can do in the future. And so I think those things are hard, right? You have the reward and consequence of college football in terms of wins and losses. And yet at the same time, I think, you know, we've done some great things to this point. But I think that's a little bit of what I'm talking about in terms of moving forward. I still think our best football is ahead of us.